Under the latest version of Republicans' health care bill, the federal government would send states a fixed amount for Medicaid instead of helping to cover all of an eligible person's health care needs. Those needs include services provided for low-income students and those with disabilities through public schools. Dan Rossmiller from the Wisconsin Association of School Boards says the change will mean school districts are on the hook for more of these costs.
Health services that are mandated to be provided for students are not going to stop being mandated just because Medicaid funds are being capped. It's going to shift the financial burden of providing those services to the states and ultimately to the school districts.
The change would cut federal Medicaid spending by $880 billion. Hope Curran, Wisconsin Public Radio.